In a world where gods never died but merely retreated to the shadows, 19-year-old Alexis Hurt struggles to survive. Homeless and desperate, she pours her brilliant mind into studying for the Spartan Merit Test, her only chance at a better life for herself and Charlie, the silent boy she's sworn to protect. What she doesn't know is that her true identity was stolen from her long ago. The blood in her veins carries power beyond imagination, and when a single drop of it dissolves her test paper into ash, her carefully constructed world crumbles. Imagine discovering that everything you believed about yourself was a lie. The ancient Spartans, 100 immortal beings with godlike powers, never disappeared. They simply withdrew to the Italian Dolomites after humans discovered their vulnerabilities, building a hidden civilization of unimaginable wealth and technology. Split between 50 Olympian houses with self-enhancing powers and 4 Thonic houses with abilities designed solely to harm, their uneasy peace shattered in the Great War of 2045. When monstrous titans began slaughtering humans in 2050, the Spartans emerged as humanity's protectors, revealing their existence to the world. Now, in 2099, Alexis finds herself thrust into this dangerous game of immortals. A girl with no knowledge of her heritage, suddenly at the center of centuries-old power struggles and deadly secrets. Alexis's story begins in a Montana field, a 10-year-old escaping abusive foster parents with fractured wrists and fierce determination. Her only friend is Nyx, an invisible echidna snake who speaks into her mind. When a mysterious woman delivers a silent boy named Charlie to their trailer, Alexis becomes his sister, later adding an abandoned husky named Fluffy to their family. Years of hardship follow, beatings leaving Alexis partially blind and deaf, nights in cardboard shelters, constant hunger. Yet she studies obsessively, developing groundbreaking mathematical approaches while hiding from the world's cruelty. When her blood dissolves her merit test, black-clad Spartans appear and inject her with a substance lethal to normal humans. Surviving this test for Spartan blood, she's teleported to the ancient Dolomites Colosseum in Italy, suddenly standing among 50 male initiates as Zeus welcomes them to the Spartan War Academy's Initiation Massacre. The transition is jarring, from homeless girl to the only female among Spartan initiates facing a deadly trial. Rain pours as Hades approaches the podium, tall, pale, with black eyes and swirling dark fog at his feet. His three-headed dog follows while Persephone walks beside him. Black fog fills the arena with haunting screams as the temperature drops and the initiation massacre begins. Weaponless initiates fight to the death. Alexis survives because Nyx bites her attackers, making them convulse and die. When 3 gang up on her, injuring Nyx, Alexis fights back fiercely until Drex Chen appears, using Thonic power to kill her remaining attackers. When the fog clears, only 10 initiates remain. Zeus announces that Alexis is the first female mutt in centuries and assigns her 2 mentors, Petro from House of Aphrodite and Achilles from House of Ares, the Crimson Duo. They immediately express hatred, telling her they own her and she disgusts them. The Crucible tests every human limit through brutal mountain runs, mathematical problems solved through exhaustion, starvation, and sleep deprivation. Professor Augustus warns, Thonics are extremely rare and important. Alexis forms an uneasy alliance with Drex, the only other initiate from the human world. She teaches him math, he offers protection, navigating deadly games where alliances are currency and trust is liability. Strange events surround Alexis. A note warns that a titan has been released to hunt her. After nearly dying from hypothermia during lake training, Professor Augustus brings medicine, calling her my Caris and promising protection. At the menagerie, initiates bond with animal protectors. While others quickly find matches, animals avoid Alexis until a strange white puppy-like creature with oversized fangs and purple eyes, whom she names Fluffy Jr., appears and attacks Titus. Their violent bonding leaves her with a creature whose mismatched eyes, one pale white, one midnight black, mirror something within herself. Later, she receives a horrifying gift, a velvet box containing Maximum's severed body parts, confirming his murder, possibly because of her. Alexis finds herself at the center of a conspiracy, surrounded by watching shadows, edge of hearing whispers, and threatening gifts. The Academy isn't just teaching her, it's testing her for unknown purposes. At the initiation ball, Zeus boasts about Alexis joining his house. Two men in wolf masks approach, claiming they belong to her. The celebration ends with shouts of Titans and explosions. Alexis and Helen are kidnapped, but Alexis stabs the approaching Titan's eye before teleporting them to the Dolomite Colosseum. They arrive during a graduation ceremony where Alexis confronts Theros, who abandoned them. A shocking truth emerges. Alexis is actually Hercules, daughter of Hades and Persephone, presumed killed by Titans years ago. Her sternum scar suggests an attempted infanticide. During her tearful reunion with her parents, Zeus proposes a marriage alliance. Before they can protest, Charon announces Alexis is already betrothed to him and Professor Augustus. The boxes she received were betrothal gifts. By opening them, she unknowingly accepted their proposal under Spartan law. Desperate to escape, Alexis teleports to Montana seeking Charlie. Their reunion ends abruptly when Charon, Augustus, Petro, and Achilles track them down. Forced into a sham marriage, Alexis walks the aisle in a diamond-encrusted toga and ruby crown, her spirit broken. As they recite Latin vows binding them for all of immortality, white-hot pain sears through their hearts. The officiant warns of dark consequences from their powerful union before they exchange snake bands with ruby eyes connected by diamond chains permanently sealed to their wrists. After the ceremony, Alexis endures time with Augustus and Charon as punishment. She notices Charon's normally invisible hellhound protectors in the aisle, skeleton dogs visible to her through his power. When she confronts Charon about watching her sleep and Augustus refuses to let her leave, she suffers a panic attack and passes out, later awakening in sleep paralysis between silk sheets with her new husbands beside her. As memories flood back, hatred ignites within Alexis. She vows revenge against those who tricked her into marriage. The marriage bonds constrict her heart, making Augustus and Charon moan in their sleep, a reminder they'll face consequences for marrying a monster. Meanwhile, Patro and Achilles return home enraged. Once reluctant mentors, both have developed unexpected feelings for her. When Patro asks if she'll be theirs, Achilles signs, she already is. She just doesn't know it yet. In this world where gods walk among humans, Alexis stands at a crossroads. No longer just a homeless survivor, she is Hercules, daughter of Hades, unwilling wife to two powerful men, and the center of a centuries-old storm. The blood of Hercules flows through her veins, blood that can alter the fate of gods and monsters alike. In a world where immortality is birthright and power is currency, Alexis must wield her heritage as a weapon before it destroys everything she loves.